We are going to have a very fabulous experience right now with some people who are members of the Austin Camerata, and they have multiple performances coming up during this week and next week. And I'd like to also say hello to Dorothy O'Shea Overby, who is the choreographer of the performances that are going to feature both dance and music. And Daniel Kopp is the cellist and the organizer of all the music for these festival events that are going on. Starting out on, Wednesday the 4th, Wednesday the 16th at the Fourth Tap Brewing. And there are going to be performances with dance and music on the 23rd and 24th, Wednesday and Thursday of next week. It'll be this week by the time we play it this, on the 23rd and 24th. But anyway, I'll just keep repeating the date so you'll be clear on where you're going when. Okay, so let's start out with some music. Which would you guys like to play?
Sure. We'll perform the first movement of Shostakovich's String Quartet No. 8, The Largo, which will be performed on the 23rd and 24th with original choreography by Dorothy O'Shea Overby.
Okay, now before you start playing the music, I would like for you to, if you can, share with our listeners some of the insights into the main tune of this piece.
Sure. The very first opening notes that reoccur throughout the movement and actually throughout the whole work are the composer's initials, D-S-C-H, spelled using German notation so that each letter signifies a different musical note.
Mm-hmm. Bach did the same sort of thing, and wrote his name in notes and wrote pieces after that. But anyway, the tune goes da-dum-bum-bum, bum-bum-bum-bum,
exactly,
over and over and over and over again, and you would think you'd go crazy. But it's wonderful the way it's developed, so I can't tell you how much I'm looking forward to this.